Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It is Sports Daily, and boy, do we have a big show for you. What a weekend in the sports world. A lot to digest, a lot of big-time topics, too, that maybe we didn't see coming. So we'll get to all of it today. It's Jacob Albrockton, TJ Cleland here. We're glad to be with you. We'll have, of course, Chiefs reaction. The Chiefs get it done in overtime against the Colts yesterday. Joshua Briscoe of the Chiefs Radio Network will also be by in the program today to help us get through that. We will have reaction to Chris Kleiman's emotional post-game press conference against Utah. Has a lot of people talking. We'll work on getting that for you and react to it as well. College basketball, a big weekend, including a win for the Shockers again as we begin the tournament weeks this week. KU also played a football game. I think that's what you call it. So we'll have that for you as well. It's all coming for you here on the program, as well as your calls at 869-1240. Your reactions on our video streams on 12 News Connected, YouTube, on X, all kinds of different ways to get in touch with the program. Max Powers here with us as well. We're glad to be here with you. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun, beers with the boys, girls' night out, or a glass of wine with a longtime friend. WBC, the place where groups gather for the holidays, East West, Historic Delano, Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. Good morning, TJ. How are you?
Where the hell do we even start today? This show is so full of stuff. Insider's note here. Usually I get out of bed at like really like 6:50. Like we're pushing it to get this thing booted up. Today was one where I woke up at 6:30. Cause like I got to get caffeinated because we got a lot to talk about.
We do have a lot to talk about. The Chiefs, of course, we mentioned 23-20 overtime winners. K-State loses an absolute heartbreaker to Utah. And what is just a wild and crazy game turns into a storyline where the game becomes a little bit secondary because Chris Kleiman, I mean, he broke down in the post game. I don't know how else to describe it. Now, people have different reactions, I suppose, to that, but it brings up some very interesting points and questions. Avery Johnson, we all continue to wait a little bit on, and I think everything comes to a head. So we'll get to all that. I thought the Shockers are really still continuing to look like a team that could do something special. But TJ, I think, you know, and we can have light reactions to everything. The Chiefs getting it done in overtime less than 24 hours ago is where you start on a day that it didn't really look like Chiefs football, but who cares, right? We had Sports Sunday last night on KWCH, and like, I just like, who cares if you're a Chiefs fan? Who cares about anything other than the fact that they won that game?
It is literally the definition of the fact of if they would have lost that game, you had everything that you wanted to complain about ready and lined up that they gave you throughout the game. And then the fact that they won that game is okay. Well, now I have a list of things that I'm happy about after the game ends. It was literally just like, I mean, like you said, it's ugly, and they won, though, and it was a big win, so it's all right. Chiefs look good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if it's fair to classify it as ugly because it's against the Colts, right? And the Colts are one of the league's top teams, if not the league's top team through the first, 10 games at least, and you got it done against them. You look at it, I think. There were a couple of things that if you're playing, I don't know, Jacksonville, for instance, in that game where you're like, man, that some of that stuff was annoying. They put up 500 yards against the league's best team, and they, had some big defensive stands. So I don't think there's a lot to complain about in the game. We'll dig into it because it was pretty interesting. I haven't quite figured out yet on the run game side, and this is the thing that a lot of people are talking about, the fact that they ran the ball 36 times with their running backs, but Mahomes dropped back 46 times.
Yeah.
So did they change their game plan? Was this a happen chance that this happened? Like,
It is interesting to look at the percentages of where that compares to a normal game, because Mahomes doesn't drop back. I mean, he does a lot, but I mean, that's a big number for him too. So I don't
really
understand.
Had a ton of plays.
I know. I don't really know why they had so many plays. I guess because their
time of possession almost doubled up Indianapolis.
I was gonna say, probably because they forced 4-3 and outs to end the game from Indianapolis. So they got a chance to run a lot of plays, I would imagine. So,
but it's interesting. We'll dig in. We'll ask Josh Briscoe. Like, I don't know. And that to me is one of the more interesting parts of it. And you look ahead now to a game on Thursday, and man,
I'm terrified about that game.
It is not a great looking matchup, but it is. I mean, the Cowboys are, it's so odd because the Cowboys, came back to beat the Eagles yesterday, and they looked dead in the water, and they weren't all of a sudden. They made some improvements on offense, man, and it's showing up the last couple of weeks. It was against the Raiders and then against the Eagles, and now Thursday for Thanksgiving on 12 News and right here on our Odyssey family of networks. However it is that you're able to take it in, you want to talk about it. They're going to set some ratings records on Thursday. That game is going to be high profile. Awesome.
I'm very glad that it is not the noon game to not interfere with the Cleveland family Thanksgiving, because there would be some discourse screaming in the house that day. So we have time to where we can watch the football, take the nap, go back for seconds, and then the Chiefs are on that night.
Jacob,
we haven't even talked about the lead of the show today. The Jacksonville Jaguars find ways to screw the Chiefs again.
God, don't even get me started. That'll be a part of the Chiefs discussion because it was a non-moving day.
It could have been. It was right there.
It was right there. I actually liked Arizona in that game. I liked Arizona to cover, which they did, but I liked Arizona in that game. Jacksonville is they're a cat, right? Nine lives. Like, they just keep finding ways to survive. Credit to them. I mean, they deserve credit for it, but man, that is an annoying loss if you're a Chiefs fan, or win, I suppose, non-loss if you're a Chiefs fan there. Elsewhere around the league too. And we'll get into all of this today, just some outcomes that don't really move the needle for the Chiefs. But at the same time, if they don't find a way to beat the Colts, there were daggers thrown yesterday potentially out there for the Chiefs. Like, they would have been in big trouble had they not figured out a way to win that game. This is what it's probably going to be like the rest of the way, by the way. Like, the Chiefs are going to play a tough schedule. They do have a couple of cupcakes in there, but most of the time it's butthole puckered, crazy butt puckering, just intense moments of like, there's just so little wiggle room because of these tiebreakers for them right now.
I really want to talk to Josh Briscoe about it, because we talked about it yesterday, is that we said if there's a game that the Chiefs could probably lose, it's probably the Colts game. And now looking back in hindsight, it's like, If they lost that game, they might have been really screwed. Like, yeah. It's a good thing they won that game.
Yep, they would have been trouble because the reason that gets brought up is because it doesn't affect anything head to head, really.
Yeah.
But man, surrounding, like we it wasn't nothing. They gained a game on Buffalo, and they gained a half game on the Chargers, so it wasn't a non-movement. But we don't expect Buffalo to be, and maybe we should now after they lose again. It doesn't feel like Buffalo's the team that they'll chase down.
We said 6-1 through the final seven. It might need to be 7-0. Like, it's going to be real scary.
We could get to that point. We're not there yet. We still got a lot of games to play. Let's talk about the game specifically tomorrow. How'd they get it done? What do we take away from it? Reaction to the Chiefs. Max will work on getting that Chris Kleiman audio for you if you haven't heard it yet. We'll try and play it for you before we react to it. It's pretty intense stuff. That's all coming here on Sports Daily. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee. Happy Thanksgiving week, everybody. We're coming right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense Side-by-Side Fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Sports Talk on KFH, presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Of course, on 12 News Connected. Welcome back in, everybody. It is Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleveland here. Max Power producing on a Reaction Monday. Here we go. It is a Monday of Thanksgiving week. It is a quick turnaround and a quick reaction for the Kansas City Chiefs, who will play again on Thursday, hit the road on Thursday, and go down to Dallas, to Jerry World, to take on a Cowboys team who is playing much better, who's also playing for their playoff lives. That is going to be an awesome game. In fact, all three games on Thursday.
Can they make the playoffs?
Pretty darn good. Who, the Cowboys?
Yeah, where are they at?
Yeah, they're in it.
Is it realistic? Sure. Is it realistic that they make the playoffs?
Yeah, they're right now. I think they're in 10th. They're exactly where the Chiefs are. 5-5-1. Chasing. I mean, look, the NFL this year is absolutely absurd. You've got the Lions are on the outside looking in the NFC. It's just, here we go, right? How is their path in San Francisco 7-4? It's wild. What a wild year. I guess this is probably how it always looks. I think 10 or 11 games in, I think it's just a little upside down from what we expected as far as some of the teams, like Detroit, Kansas City. How many people out there like Detroit, Kansas City is very much a Super Bowl we could see. What is that? What kind of odds do you get on Detroit, Kansas City right now in the Super Bowl?
No.
Right? So it's a wild year, and two teams playing for their playoff lives are going to battle it out Thursday. We'll get to that later in the week, maybe a little bit with Joshua Briscoe. Let's talk about the Chiefs getting to 6-5. With the overtime win, 23-20 over the Colts. It was slow going for Kansas City in this game. They were down 24-9. Is that right? 20-9. And just found a way in the fourth quarter. It was a game they dominated time of possession. They ran about a billion plays, which is fine, right? The Colts are really good. I told you last night, like, The defense to me stands out big time in this game. And I know the running game and all that stuff is what everyone wants to talk about. But the fact that that offense, they held in check, held to 20 points and did a lot of it in the second half, like that to me was the really impressive part of that game for Kansas City.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they went four straight series of three and outs. Like, that's something that I said last night to you, is the fact that it doesn't matter what the offense does. If you can hold another team to 12 straight plays, basically, and four punts, like, that is unreal that they did that against one of the best offenses in the entire league as well. So I do think that was the reason that they really did win the game. And
what is
so.
I mean, the Colts come into that, and the Colts are good. And so are the Chiefs. Like, the Chiefs are good, but make a lot of mistakes right now. That's very clearly what's going on with them. They're just making a lot of mistakes. They're a good team. They're a talented team, and they love to shoot themselves in the foot. That's kind of what they do right now. So the defense had to step up in that way and bail out the offense from shooting itself in the foot in a lot of ways. They continue to miss throws, they continue to drop balls, and they continue to have penalties. And look, they got to 23 points. By the way, the Colts have had a good defense this year, too. The Chiefs, you know, ran the ball effectively like that against a team that had been really good against the run this year. And the Chiefs deserve a lot of credit for it. The coaches deserve a lot of credit. You know, you dominate time of possession in a game like that, against an offense like that, because you keep them off the field. A part of the way you do that is you run the ball. That's a very football 101 sentiment, but it's not something that the Chiefs do all that often, right? Often they might try to do the same thing through a short passing game, but that gets a little trickier because, of course, an incomplete pass stops the clock. So I also think that Andy Reid and the coaches deserve a lot of credit for turning around and handing the ball off 36 times to running backs yesterday. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't luxurious. It was old school, 3 yards in a cloud of dust football, and it's what they needed at the moment, and I give them credit for doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal because, you know, we've talked about for weeks the fact of, like, why can't they do this whenever things aren't going the way that they want them to? And, you know, you think back to, I can't remember what game it exactly was, the game that, the Bills game. Mahomes went less than 50% throw it passing, and they didn't adjust. Well, they were also losing and needed to come back as well. You can make that argument. But the fact that this has happened for, you know, 3 or 4 years plus, whatever.
Last year they ran the ball, to be fair to them. Last year they ran the ball.
Not like sometimes they didn't, though. I mean,
at the end of the year, they were running it 22 to 25 times. It's the most they've run it under in the Mahomes era. But they had to because their line was terrible.
Yeah.
Like they finally got to the point last year where they didn't have a choice. They've had a choice this year.
I think that turns into the conversation about, like, was this something that they were just like, guys, like, what the hell is going, like, we have to change something. I
don't know. I wish I knew the answer to that, if it was the plan coming in or if it developed into the plan during the game. Well, that's a question we'll ask Joshua Briscoe, because I do think that's a really interesting question. Did they plan on doing it, or did they just do it because it was where it's like, look, it's like you've got a Lambo in the garage, but instead you decide to drive around in the Ford Taurus, right? That big shiny thing sitting there, you can take it out anytime, but sometimes you just need to take out the Taurus, you know, save a little gas.
The Lambo's got the check engine light on right now.
It does. And that's a part of it. That is a part of it, you know, but it's, they have all of these weapons. They have Mahomes. They have a line that's been able to block it up when it's all together. Now, Trey Smith injury is very significant. Significant to trying to run the ball, maybe even more so. But you've got all of those things in place. But in this particular instance, yeah, the check engine light was on. Go hop in the Taurus and take that thing out.
I feel like Kareem Hunt needs a better analogy than a Taurus.
I don't know, man. Just get the job done. This is coming from a guy who drove a Taurus for 7-8 years. Yeah. Just get the job done.
Kareem Hunt might be a diesel truck. This real, not the fastest, but man, it's,
I don't know, man. A diesel usually has that top speed. I don't know.
We'll call it like a 1990 F-150.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
That's the analogy.
He moves forward. Look, he's been incredible in short yardage this year. It has been awesome to watch, but he is averaging 3.5 yards a carry, which is well below like what would be league average, but he does so many things well for them. I've said a million times, they're so lucky to have found this last year, because he pass blocks, he does all the little things, he knows the plays, he doesn't typically make mistakes, although that fumble yesterday, but like he's just old reliable. He's not shiny at all.
I wonder when you look at this, would be a fun experiment, but I have no idea how to even start this. Is he averages whatever 3.5 yards per carry, basically. I wonder what his like median rush is compared to the rest of the league, because he never goes backwards. Like, I don't think recall him ever getting tackled for loss.
He doesn't go backwards and he doesn't break big ones off tip. I think he had an 18-yarder yesterday, which is his so it's generally, it's like, you know what he reminds me of? If this is a Cowboys analogy, if you watched Ezekiel Elliott, not in the very last years, but maybe like 2-3 years before he was done. I would Zeke never didn't gain 2-3 yards. Like he could fall. He had this wonderful ability to fall forward and always gain yards. No matter what the situation was, he would find a way to turn it into like a 3 yard gain. And that's what Kareem Hunt's doing. Kareem Hunt had a fourth quarter fumble yesterday. At the 28 yard line, like it was not a good play. Like it was a bad play, and it was okay. Like they kept going back to him. It's one of the few mistakes he's even made, but he's never going to like wow you where you're like, oh my goodness, look at the game Kareem Hunt just had. Yeah, this was the biggest numbers game he's had.
Yeah, the fumble yesterday, I was digging through the highlights, getting stuff ready for TV purposes, And the fourth quarter was so long. I forgot that that play happened in the fourth quarter while they were down by 11 points. Like, in the moment, I was like, it's over. The game's over. The Kansas City Chiefs lost that football game. And there they
but
were.
He hasn't made those mistakes. Like, he's just been clutch, I guess is what you, I don't even know what you call it. He's been there when they've had to have him. And I'm glad they have him because yesterday he took on, I don't know if it was the plan, but all of a sudden you turn around and you're like, man, he's carried the ball 30 times. Like, what on earth is going on here?
It is so funny. The fact that he had the most carries of his entire career. And then 2 hours later, they're like, yeah, we should probably bring in another running back.
Yeah, we're going to go get Dameon Pierce. It's going to be
We're going to let him sleep in tomorrow morning.
Yeah. They got some reinforcements. That's probably also not a good sign for, for the return of what you'd hope would be, you know, a healthy backfield. But it's Isaiah Pacheco. We'll see. Maybe it's just insurance. Pierce was recently let go by the Texans, which I don't have big expectations for Pierce. I think you're right. I think it's Hunt just carried the ball 30 times. We better.
I think it's the fact that they have a game on Thursday. Is the fact of
the reality is, though, and this is what's so interesting about the idea of 30 carries, the same ideas will be in place. Dallas is a great run defense and not a good pass defense. However, they also have a high-powered, high-octane offense that you'd love to keep off the field. So it's a really interesting turnaround to this game because it's a lot like Indianapolis, right? You want to keep Dallas off the field, but it's really hard to run against them. But that's where you kind of get into Kareem Hunt's game. It's hard for Saquon Barkley to run off of them, Mr. Boomer Bust. But is it hard for 3 yards in a cloud of dust, Kareem Hunt, the old Ford Taurus or Ford F-150? Like, is it, or is that exactly what he's going to do no matter who he's going up against? And you just chip away that way. It will be interesting. My guess is they'll be pretty tempted to try to throw it on a pretty bad secondary, and they'll get after it that way at least early. But it will be an interesting one.
Does the pass rush scare you?
Not as much as the run defense, but they're better. Dallas is just better defensively because they made a trade for two good defenders and got one of their best defenders back from injury, and all of a sudden one of the worst defenses we've ever seen got healthy and an injection of talent, and they're pretty good. At least they have been through the two games that they've had these new pieces. I mean, they've got the best pair of defensive tackles probably now in football. That's coming right up the middle. That's not typically been a pass rushing pair, but Trey Smith's out of this game. And so if that pressure comes up the middle on Mahomes, that's a big problem. It's a big problem. I don't think it doesn't typically do that. That's not typically what they do. As far as Quinnen Williams and what's his face they got in the Green Bay trade, like they don't, they're run stuffers. Like it's going to be tough on Kareem Hunt, and I think the Chiefs will throw it. And again, the Chiefs threw it in this game. Mahomes threw it 46 times. It's not like they abandoned the pass; they just ran a buttload of plays in this game.
Hey, I give him his credit still. Last year, if this was last year in October, Andy Reid would have had Mahomes throw that ball 65 times probably.
Not in October, he wouldn't have. They were running the ball last year in October.
No, they were not. I remember covering a game.
Okay.
Covering a game where they handed the ball off five times.
Not late in the year. What month? October? Maybe
I'm
October.
Telling you, October.
Okay. I mean, not that many weeks ago this year, he'd have done it. That's not something that they do. That they're just they throw the ball. And again, they threw the ball yesterday too. You know, like it wasn't like they abandoned the pass. That's what I can't figure out with yesterday's game. They get it done in overtime against the Colts. Rashi Rice had a nice game, a nice little return game. I think they're funneling things more than I thought they would. It has become very much a Rice Kelsey worthy offense. Everything seems to be going to those guys. By the way, bettors, that has been, if you ever do same game parlays, those three and just some nice little yardage hits have been pretty automatic for Kansas City. I think Mahomes is still missing some throws though, TJ, and that surprised me a little bit at home. And I don't know where that's coming from. He seems a little less inclined to just plant in the pocket and make those throws. I don't know if that's a result of a couple of games that Josh Simmons list. I'm not sure where that's coming from, but he still just seems like he's just a fraction off right now.
I mean, that's what I was saying about the fact of if they didn't win the game, you had your talking points ready about what was going wrong. And Patrick Mahomes was kind of one of them. He ended up with 350 yards. But, I mean, there was – if you watched the game, I mean, there was – the missed throws were to wide-open receivers. Like, would have been major turning points. Like, it's weird. I don't really know what's going on. And I do think that that's part of it is the fact of the thought of being sacked keeps creeping back because the offensive line hasn't been as good as it was. And that speeds up the internal clock a little bit.
Maybe.
And, you know, I don't know what it is, but they figured it out. By the time they got to overtime, it looked like a calm down version of Mahomes. Did you think of the big pass to Worthy and the one to Rice? Like that's what it usually looks like.
It was better, too. I will say it was definitely better than it was, the game prior. He looked better than he did against the Broncos.
Yeah.
There was another deep ball. Deep ball's not, we love Mahomes because he's got that arm. But right now, that's just not been clicking for really the last 2 years. A lot of those deep, just absolute go routes. And the Chiefs have had opportunities for it. They have the players for it, but it's not really what they're doing right now. And that's okay. Because they've mastered this underneath stuff. It's just, I do think he finds it in the next couple of weeks. He'll find that gear. He's going to be fired up for this game in Dallas. That's back home for him. Like he's going to.
Have they played? When's the last time they played in Dallas?
That's a good question.
I don't remember since I've at least covered the team. It's been a long time.
They played them once, I know, in Kansas City.
Yeah. I'll find it faster than
7-5. I'd have to look up some stuff on that. You try to do a quick search and
2017.
It's pulling up that the Chiefs used to live in Dallas, but yeah, 2017. So it's one of those rarities. It's a Thanksgiving day. We'll all be looking for it. It's going to be fun. I will have more on the game throughout the week, obviously, but I am worried. I am pretty worried about
the matchup. Here's a stat for you. Last time the Chiefs won at the Cowboys, pick a year. What do you think?
Oh, boy. 1997.
1975.
Woof. Oh, boy. It's going to be good. Man, it's going to be good. I can't wait for it. That game's going to be so, so fun. So fun. All right, TJ. Max has got it for us just to sort of set the table. And I know this happened to a lot of people because it, kind of ended late. Maybe you weren't paying attention after, and then you get into the Sunday routine. You're going to church, getting ready for a Chiefs game, all these things. If you missed it, there was quite a moment after the K-State loss to Utah. Heartbreaking 51-47 loss. The Cats, pretty inspired effort out there in Salt Lake. Couldn't get it done at the end, but a really nice effort. But here's Chris Kleiman after the game, and we'll let you listen first, and then we'll react to it a little bit.
Heartbroken for the kids and for the loss. But it's one of the greatest efforts I've been a part of. One of the greatest efforts I've been a part of as a coach. And it's hard to say this because we lost the game. We're down so many players. And I know a lot of people thought we'd come over here and lay down. And that maybe the kids had cashed it in, because I've heard it enough. I've heard I've cashed it in. I've heard the players have cashed it in. We need to get new leadership here. We need to get new players, new coaches. I'm tired of it. I've got to be honest with you. I'm tired of it. Given my friggin' ass life for this place for 7 years. I've given everything for 7 years. And I think I deserve a little bit of respect. Because I'm frustrated. like everybody else is. But I love those kids. I'm going to go friggin' battle with those kids any day. That's a top 10 team in the country, one of the best offenses in the country, and one of the best defenses in the country that we rushed for 472 yards on. Because we told the guys we were going to commit to running the football. And we told the guys that buy into it, believe in it, we are running the football against these guys because nobody's tried it like we're going to try it. And the kids bought into it. Kids don't buy into it if they've given in. Kids don't buy into it if they're half foot out the door. Our kids bought into it. And we stuffed it down their throat the entire game running the football. And we lost. And I'm crushed because of that. But I'm going to stand up here with friggin' pride and say, we battled our ass off against a really good team. And I'm crushed we lost the football game. But I'm more upset with
We'll take it there, Max. That mumble there you heard was Gene Taylor, the athletic director, coming up and saying, you're not going anywhere. I was worried we wouldn't be able to, it'd be hard for radio to hear that, but that's what that was. It was that ending part there that you heard was, you know, Kleiman breaking down a little bit, Gene Taylor coming up saying, you're not going anywhere, which is important context to the conversation. But you can hear, obviously, emotion. Kleiman is not, you know, he's having a moment here with this year, as K-State fans are too. I was pretty surprised, not surprised to get the emotional reaction. That is a brutal loss. Like that sucks that they weren't able to hang on there, but nobody gave them a chance. I think, you know, if you're a K-State fan, yeah, it stings, but ultimately it's in a game or, you know, maybe, I don't know, sixth place instead of ninth place in the Big 12, whatever it ends up being. But that was a tough moment there. So we'll get that for you. We'll let you react to it. We're going to make a quick pivot here because we have Shocker head coach Paul Mills.
Oh,
now, Coach, we didn't know if you'd be able to make it with your travel schedule here for the holiday season. But that's, as a coach, like you hear, I don't know how much of that you heard or how much of you've seen. That's hard, man. That is a hard moment after a game. Like, sometimes I'm like, man, I don't know how you guys get up there and sit there and listen to us ask you questions after you're just devastated from a loss like that.
Well, a couple of things when I was listening to Coach Kleiman. One, he didn't want to say freaking, I think he said. he's like, all right.
Friggin' A life.
Yeah. I'm in front of people right now, so I need to be really cautious. And then the second thing is I do think for 99% of all coaches, they genuinely love their players. And they want to see those guys succeed. And I've always told our teams that it is a player's job to love each other. It is a coach's job to love them all. And so it that needs to show up. It doesn't need to be in words. It needs to be in actions. But I trust me, every coach goes through that. And there are depths that we sink to after tough losses. That I totally sympathize with.
I think that we heard the story last year, Coach, of you scratching your face while you slept, I think was one that you brought out for us and stuff like that. So we understand that you're feeling something like that as well in the past. Talking about tough. The Shockers this week, you guys kind of faced your first real adversity of the year. You know, you go into a tough place in Boise. And then you have you're trailing at halftime to Milwaukee. Just kind of, what have you seen from the team that this week that you hadn't seen prior?
Yeah, you know, you're going to have to weather storms, and there's going to be some bumps along the road. And I think that, again, stylistically, every team presents different challenges, and you're kind of seeing different things that teams are doing and how we need to counter what's going on. It's why, teams try to play, home games, especially in the month of November, and try to get a feel for what's happening and how are we making decisions during the course of the year. So I think Boise and Milwaukee, similar, they play different styles, but to the same degree, they really wanted to get out on shooters. And, you know, you have a 10-3-point game against Prairie A&M. You have a 16-3-point game, 16 threes against Loyola. And then these other teams have like, listen, we're not going to let you get those kind of looks beyond the arc. So I think, you know, it's an adjustment kind of learning. It's always, you know, it's hard to win on the road. We understood that. And you go back, you look at the film, here's where we need to tighten up, but was proud of how we responded, you know, being down at half the other day. And then at the same time, how we responded from the Boise State game.
Coach, as I'm watching Milwaukee and there was that stretch in the first half where the offense wasn't coming as easily, that stuff feels like, I don't know, you can tell me if this is crazy, but it feels like it helps you when that happens, right? When those threes aren't coming, because we all know there will be lots of times this year where they're not, but it looks to me like you've got a lot of guys who are very comfortable attacking the basket and trying to get to the free throw line.
Yeah, you know, it turns into a 3-on-3 game, and if you eliminate four other guys simply because of the spacing on the floor and how teams want to defend, it's, you know what, if they want to play 3-on-3, we need to play 3-on-3. And I think, obviously, Mike gets a lot of attention. Kenyon Giles gets a lot of attention because of their ability to shoot. What made that game different than necessarily Boise State was the fact that they were changing ball screen coverages based on personnel. And to be honest with you, it's really impressive that some teams are able to do that simply because you've been practicing a certain way. They hadn't shown that ball screen coverage the entire year, but the way that they were approaching it. And I thought, again, our guys made adjustments at halftime and we got a lot cleaner in the way that we did things. But you have to kind of go through that a little bit. I'm glad that we were able to work it out and then only end up down two at the half and then being able to get catch fire late and give us some opportunities. But I think that's where we have a ton of value is we have strength in numbers. We have better depth than what I had here the two previous years. And it kind of allows us to just throw different bodies. And we've been able to get some separations in games, whether it be UNC Asheville or the other night against Milwaukee late.
Coach, you know, we didn't think you were going to get you on the radio show this morning because we thought you'd be on a beach in the Bahamas already, camped out somewhere out there.
We get there at 7 o'clock-ish tonight. So
there you go. A little sunset on the beach, I guess. What do you go into this tournament like? You know, obviously, this is one of the ones that had been a premier tournament in college basketball in the past. You know, how did this come about, you know, for you? When did it get on your desk? And how big of a deal is it the Shockers are playing in it?
Yeah, I remember, you know, I was there last in 2016, and it's just a wonderful tournament, just did a phenomenal job. And I remember Wichita State being there, Michigan State. And if you go look at it, and, you know, we're KenPom top 90 team in the country, and I think we're ranked next to last of all the teams that are there. And just in regards, so, I mean, when you have six other teams that are ranked ahead of you, you kind of understand that this is the way this works. You know, these are resume potential tournaments, and you have the potential to kind of build up a resume and get in conversations that you want to be in. And so this is, you know, everybody's heard how cliche it is to say these are business trips. And you're approaching it the right way. I think our players understand, and we're in for a really tall task out the jump on a nationally televised game there on Wednesday. So we're really excited.
Everybody knows about St. Mary's. They've been a tournament mainstay over the past few years. There's a lot of good teams in this tournament. You guys will then be back home against Mount Marty on December 2nd. Now, Coach, a little personal anecdote. I've told TJ this. So I'm there against Milwaukee. Up in the stands, I'm with 10-year-old girls.
Oh, man.
You probably couldn't hear the chants, but my wife and I are sitting there, and there's a chant beginning, 4 more baskets, 3 more baskets. And so they're counting down. We're like, what on earth are they doing? I don't know how much you're aware of the 6'7 craze among young people, they were counting you guys down to 67. You got to 65 and hit a three. No. And I don't know if you heard a collective groan.
Ruined it.
Against Mount Marty, when you're said, just keep in mind, you'll get the loudest pop of the year if you guys can hit 67 on the button. Every kid under 13 in there is going to go ballistic if you can get it done.
I've seen some other teams who've done this. I've seen the scream games where everybody invites a local elementary as a field day trip. And I've seen teams do it. Like, if you can do it at the free throw line, I think you may have fans for the rest of your life. This trend will probably play out here in the next 3 months. And so we need to capitalize on it while we can.
Tell Kevin Saul we need to get some butts and seats.
We need like all the lights to go, and all of those things. Safe travels to the Bahamas.
That would make Sports Center.
Yeah, it will. Safe travels to the Bahamas, Coach. Let's see if we can get a couple wins out there. We're excited to watch this week as we're still.
Let's get three.
Sounds good. We'll count on it.
Thanks,
Paul
guys.
Mills, Wichita State head coach. Thanks for stopping by. They will hit the road today. We'll come back. We'll react to that. More on Chris Klieman. Josh Briscoe joins us in the next hour. We're jam-packed here on a Monday. Come right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.